The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey gamers, this is Level E. A new adventure begins every time you press start. So get ready, power up, and let's jump into the game. Hello everyone, welcome to my second episode. I'm so happy to see you all again today. Just like last time, I'll start by telling you what we are going to talk about today. This episode is divided into three parts. First, I'll share my experience of playing mobile games. Second, I'll talk about why mobile games have become so popular. Finally, I'll introduce some popular mobile games. Are you ready? Let's get started. When I was 7 years old, my aunt bought her first smartphone, an iPhone 4. That was also my first time using a smartphone. My aunt told me that there were many fun games I could play, such as Talking Town Cat, Fruit Ninja, Temple Run, and Subway Surfers. I was so excited. Every game looked fun, and I couldn't decide which one to play first. I remember sitting next to my aunt, watching her open the App Store and download those games. It felt like a whole new world to me. A year later, my dad bought a tablet, and I was even more excited because now I had more space to download games. I immediately installed all my favorite games and played them every day. However, I wasn't the only one who wanted to play. My sister and I would often argue about who got to play first and how long each of us could play. My dad worried about screen time because he wanted to protect our eyesight. He made a rule that we could only play 30 minutes a day. Even though I wanted to play longer, I had no choice but to follow the rule. When I was in fourth grade, I found a new favorite game, Sunny Kittens. It was a cute game where I could raise my own cats, feed them, buy clothes for them, and do all kinds of fun things. I loved my cats so much and didn't want them to go hungry, so I wanted to play all the time. However, my 30-minute limit made it hard to take care of them as much as I wanted. Since I wanted more time to play, my dad made a deal with me. He told me that if I read books, exercise, or did household chores, I could earn extra game time. Of course, I agreed right away. I did everything I could to get more time, and thanks to that, my cats were always happy and healthy. As I grew older, my interest in mobile games changed. When I was in junior high school, I discovered a game called Identity Fight, and it quickly became my favorite. I started playing it all the time, and I even introduced it to my friends. We played together, trying to improve our accounts, unlock new characters, and collect beautiful outfits. It was so much fun working as a team, and I made so many great memories. Even now, I still play it whenever I have free time. In the final part of this episode, I will introduce Identify in more detail and explain why I love it so much. So don't worry about it. Okay, let's dive into the next part. Mobile games have become so popular in recent years. More and more people enjoy playing games on their phones, and there are many reasons for this. Mobile games are easy to access, fun to play, and offer many different types of experiences for all kinds of players. One big reason why mobile games are so popular is that they are easy to play anywhere. Unlike gaming consoles or computers, which need a special setup, mobile games can be played on a phone, which most people already have. Whether you are on the bus, waiting in line, or taking a break, you can simply take out your phone and start playing. This makes mobile gaming very convenient for busy people who don't have much time to sit down and play on a PC or console. Another reason is that most mobile games are free. Many popular games like Subway Surfers, Candy Crush, and PUBG Mobile are free to download. This makes it easy for people to try new games without spending money. Some games do offer in-app purchases, where players can buy items or upgrades. But people can still enjoy most of the game without paying. This attracts a large number of players who just want to have fun without worrying about the cost. Mobile games are also popular because they are simple and easy to learn. Many games have easy controls that don't require a lot of practice. For example, in games like Temple Run or Flappy Bird, you only need to swipe or tap on the screen. This makes mobile games great for all ages, from kids to adults. Of course, there are also more complex games like Genshin Impact or Mobile Legends, which require strategy and teamwork. So players can choose games based on their interests and skills. Another reason why mobile games are loved by so many people is that they are fun to play with friends. Many mobile games allow players to connect online and play together, even if they are far apart. Games like Among Us, Clash Royale, and Call of Duty Mobile let friends team up or compete against each other. This makes gaming more social and exciting, as people can talk, plan, and have fun together while playing. In addition, mobile games are always improving. Game developers are constantly creating new updates, adding new levels, characters, and events to keep the games fresh and exciting. Unlike older console games, which stay the same once they are released, mobile games continue to change and improve over time. Players always have something new to look forward to, which keeps them coming back to play. Finally, mobile games have become popular because of better technology. Today's smartphones are more powerful than ever. With better screens, faster processors, and stronger internet connections, this allows mobile games to have better graphics, smoother gameplay, and more exciting features. Some games, like Genshin Impact, have console-quality graphics, making mobile games more enjoyable and immersive than before. In conclusion, mobile games have become popular because they are easy to access, free or low cost, simple to learn, fun to play with friends, and always improving. With new games being developed all the time, it is clear that mobile gaming will continue to grow. Whether you like simple puzzle games or big multiplayer battles, there is a mobile game for everyone. Alright, let's jump into the next part, which is the introduction of many popular games. There are many popular mobile games that people love to play. Some games are simple and relaxing, while others are exciting and competitive. Many of these games have millions of players from all over the world. Here are some of the most famous and well-loved mobile games. One very popular game is Subway Surfers. This is an endless running game where you play as a character who runs on train tracks, avoiding obstacles and collecting coins. You can unlock different characters and use power-ups to run farther. The game is colorful, fast-paced, and fun, which is why so many people enjoy it. Another famous game is Candy Crush Saga. This is a puzzle game where you match three or more candies of the same color to clear land and complete different levels. The game starts easy, but as you play more, the levels become harder and more challenging. People like Candy Crush because it is simple and fun, and you can play it whenever you have free time. It is also a great way to relax. A very exciting game that many people love is PUBG Mobile. This is a battle royale game where 100 players are dropped onto an island, and the last person or team standing wins. Players must fight weapons, avoid danger, and fight against others to survive. The game has realistic graphics and different maps, which makes each match feel different. People enjoy PUBG Mobile because it is intense and competitive, and they can play with their friends. One of the most famous multiplayer games is Mobile Legends. It is a MOBA game where players choose different heroes and work as a team to defeat their opponents. The goal is to destroy the enemy's base while protecting your own. This game requires teamwork and strategy, which makes it fun and challenging. Many people enjoy Mobile Legends because they can play with friends and improve their skills over time. Now, let's talk about a very unique and exciting game, Identity 5, which is my favorite. This is a horror survival game where players can choose to be either a survivor or a hunter. If you play as a survivor, your goal is to work with your teammates to decode machines and escape before the hunter catches you. If you play as a hunter, your job is to chase and capture all the survivors before they escape. The game has a dark, gothic style and a mysterious storyline, which makes it different from many other mobile games. People love Identify because of its unique gameplay, interesting characters, and thrilling matches. It is especially fun to play with friends and try different strategies to win. Mobile games have become a big part of entertainment, and there are so many great ones to choose from. Whether you like puzzle games, battle games, or horror survival games, there is always a mobile game for you. If you haven't played any of these games yet, maybe you can try and see if you like it. Alright, that's it for today's episode. I hope you now have a clearer understanding of why mobile games are so popular. Mobile games are loved not only because of their convenience and accessibility, but also because there are so many unique games out there. Games like Subway Surfers and Identity 5 are a perfect example. They are simple, fun, and challenging, which attract a lot of players. Today, we introduce some of the most popular mobile games, each with its own charm. From the endless running fun of Subway Surfers to the strategic and mysterious gameplay of Identity 5. These games cater to all kinds of players, whether you are into casual or competitive gaming. The beauty of mobile games lies in their ability to entertain us anytime, anywhere, and they keep evolving to attract even more people to join in. Next time, we'll take a look at the history of video games, from their origins to their development into the huge industry we know today. It's going to be an exciting journey. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.